From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is Robert Burns with your Texas Crop and Weather Report for May 19, 2015. Continued heavy rains through the south, central, southeast, east, and north regions of the state are delaying the hay harvest in many fields. Tuesday, I talked with Dr. Vanessa Correa-Olson, AgriLife Extension Forage Specialist, Overton.
The current weather conditions and the most recent rainfall, it has led to having a lot of ryegrass production late in the season and the inability for our producers to get into the fields to harvest. Grazing is obviously still an option, but if we've had volunteer ryegrass that has come up in hay meadows that are not fenced for grazing, and along with excessive water, it's very difficult to harvest. And that excessive ryegrass also prevents or slows the Bermuda grass or other warm season perennials from breaking dormancy. In some areas of our state, more so in the central part or maybe in the southern part of our state, where Bermuda grass had already broken dormancy, there are some hay meadows where we have quite a bit of mature Bermuda grass that's standing in our wet fields that we're unable to harvest. There are several options. If we have the ability to graze those forages, it's always better to let cattle harvest those forages versus a machine. Our livestock are more efficient harvesters of those nutrients compared to our machines. A lot of us, unfortunately, have hay meadows that are not equipped to maintain livestock. They may not have fencing or a water source to support those animals. And unfortunately, with current weather conditions and recent weather conditions, we have been restricted from access to those fields, and it's basically a waiting game. And unfortunately, as those forages mature, their quality does decrease. We do need to keep in mind, though, that any ryegrass that is standing, even fully matured ryegrass, is still higher in quality than our warm season perennials.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.